Everybody knows The Simpsons is set in Springfield, but for all these years, the creators of the TV show have been coy about which one. It turns out that there are more than a dozen Springfields across this great land, and with The Simpsons movie due out later this month, 14 of them submitted a short video to make their case to host the world premiere. Fans could watch and vote on USA Today's website. With over 15,000 votes, the winning town was a last-minute entry from Springfield, Vermont.
Donut.
That was Tim Cavanaugh of Springfield, Vermont, doing his best Homer Simpson impersonation. He directed and co-wrote the winning entry for Vermont, and he joins us now from the studios of member station WVPS in Burlington. And if you'd like to see that winning video and all the other entries, you can check out our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Tim Cavanaugh, congratulations. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And how did you come to be Homer Simpson?
Well, I think it's a long story, I tell you, and a crazy one at that. I got a phone call from the Springfield Chamber of Commerce in mid-June, and they had received a packet of information from 20th Century Fox after they had pleaded with them to be included in this competition. And I host an executive producer of my own talk show on the CBS affiliate here in Vermont. And we do a lot of skits and parodies and things on that show. So they had seen some of my episodes and thought, you know, that guy, he might be able to pull something off for us.
And besides, your skin is yellow.
Right. Exactly.
And you're big
and bald. You're perfect.
Perfect. Now, how are the other similarities between Springfield, Vermont and the Simpsons Springfield?
Well, there are a lot of similarities. I mean, the town of Springfield itself is a quaint little Vermont town. There are quite a few similarities. You know, everyone's got the convenience stores. You know, they've got the police chief that looks very familiar, or very, very much like the chief on The Simpsons.
The mayor's accent might be pretty close.
The mayor's accent?
Yeah.
Actually, I think you might be thinking of the Massachusetts one where they got Senator Ted Kennedy to play that.
Ah.
Oddly enough, Springfield, Vermont, because it's a township, they have a town manager. There isn't actually a mayor of Springfield. So there's one strike against us.
Do you have a nuclear power plant?
20 miles down the road. Vermont Yankee, it's called.
And of course, a miserly old man who, well, anyway.
Mr. Burns.
Is this going to be a big deal in Springfield?
It's a huge deal. In Springfield, it's a big deal for the state of Vermont, obviously. The town just erupted with joy of the news yesterday afternoon. The press immediately surged upon the town, and it's still going strong down there.
Well, it's going to be an exciting couple of weeks there in Springfield. Thanks very much for being with us, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much for your time.
Tim Cavanaugh, director and co-writer of the winning video that gave the premiere of the new Simpsons movie to Springfield, Vermont. He also played the role of Homer Simpson, a role you can see through a link at our blog, npr.org/blogofthenation. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, helping states protect public safety, hold offenders accountable, and control the cost of corrections at pewpublicsafety.org. From the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, helping to build a more just future for the nation and the world at macfound.org. And from the Annenberg Foundation, advancing public well-being through improved communication, on the web at annenbergfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
These are desperate times in Zimbabwe. Paper money is worth less than toilet paper, and some estimates put annual inflation as high as 10,000%. People are fleeing the country, and it gets worse every day. I'm Neil Conan. We'll talk about how this happened and what can be done to change it. Zimbabwe's ambassador to the United States joins us next. Talk of the Nation from NPR News.